We begin the current daf Masechtas Kedushin daf Yud Dalet. Begin on the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Mepes, two lines up at the bottom of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah, which opened up this Masechta. So we so far spoke about the three ways that a woman could be acquired in Kedushin by her husband, which is either Kesef, Shtar, or Bia. And then we spoke about how a woman could acquire herself back either with a get from her husband or b'misas habal. Then the Mishnah continued v'hayivama, and v'yivama is niknes b'bia chulu etc. When a woman's husband dies without any children, then her yavam, which is her brother-in-law, her husband's brother, goes ahead and creates a new marriage as a continuation of her late husband to continue that relationship called yibum, that she's acquired by him through bia, only through cohabitation. Now that's the Gemara asks, b'bia minalan, how do we know that a yavam could acquire his yavama through bia? So the Gemara says, Omar Krab, because the Pasuk says in the Varm, as we continue on top of Yudalim and Alf, it says, yavama yavo yalahal, that her yavam will cohabit with her, and he'll take her as a wife. In other words, what the Pasuk is saying is that her bia, the bia with her, is going to be the lekuchin, is going to be the kedushin to take her as a wife. So we see that he acquires her specifically through bia. Now, that the Gemara asks, ve'emel kula milsakisha, maybe we should say that the yavama should be to the yavam in all aspects like a wife. In other words, just like a regular man takes a wife, not only with bia, but also with kesev and shtar like bia, so to yavama we should say that kesev and shtar should also work to create kedushin like bia, because the pasuk says that he takes her le'isha, which is just like a regular man takes an isha, is not just bia, but also kesev and shtar, so to a yavama. Now the Gemara says, he can't entertain that, because the Tanya learned the Braisa specifically that it excludes from this, where Yachl Yu Kesev Ishtar Kaimimba, the Braisa entertains this idea. It says, you would think that just like Bia could consummate the relationship between the Yavam and the Yavama, so too could money and a document. Kedech Shabiga Marisba, just like Bia works, so too Kesev Ishtar should work with the Yavama. Tamalama, that's what the Pasuk teaches. The next word in that Pasuk says, V'yibma. Now the word V'yibma connotes, seemingly, a concept of bia. And so we see the pasuk repeating the concept. It already said yivama yavi alau. What's v'yibma that he performs yibum, which we already said that what is yibum? Yibum is through bia. So tell you this idea that bia gomerisba, whenever it's what's called shana lova kasev la'akev, when it repeats a concept which already said, it's coming to say that this is the only approach. That is only cohabitation could conclude the acquisition of the yivama to the yavam. But the kesev ishtar garimba, however, money in the document does not work. So that's the source that bia works. Now, however, the Gemara asks, ve'ema my v'yibma, but I would tell you that what does the pasuk mean when it says v'yibma? In other words, it's not as a repetition of a concept it already said, which is where you're bringing the source that only bia works and not kesev and shtar. To the contrary, we actually needed to teach a different halacha this v'yibma. It's not an extra word to say it's repeating it. Rather, it's the balkarcha meyabim, it's that the yavam could forcefully do yibum with the yavama, as the Gemara teaches this concept in the yavama stav chesem abeis. So it's not an extra word. So how do you know it only works with bia and not kesem and shtar? Because it repeats the word v'yibma. That pasuk is not extra. It's coming to tell a different halacha that it could do it bia balkarcha. So that the Gemara answers, no. Im kain, if it was so that it was only teaching this concept of that bia works and not kesem and shtar, lemakro v'yibum. Then the pasuk would have only said that it would have said yavama yava laha ulakachal eliisha v'yibum, and then he'll perform yibum. My v'yibma. What does this mean that he performs yibum with her? Shaman menatarti is coming to teach us both halachas, where it's also teaching the halacha of balkarcha, which actually is exactly as is taught in the Braisa Maseches Yavamas daf nandalam and alf. The Braisa says if it would have said v'yibim, that would have told us that bia is conclusive for the yavama and not kesev and shtar. And this that it adds on the extra hey, v'yibma, is to tell you that not only could bia work, and only bia works, but actually it works even balkarcha, even without her consent. So those are the two halachas learned out from that, but again, the word itself, the primary, is repetitious, to tell you that only bia works and not kesev and shtar. So that's how yavama could be nikna, could be acquired by the other. Then the Mishnah continued and says, and then there are ways how she acquires herself back from the zika bond that she has with her yavam, that she should not be acquired by him. One of them is b'chalitza, through this mechanism called chalitza, which means to remove, which is the process of moving the yavam's shoes and spitting, and the whole parasha which it says in the Torah regarding chalitza. So the Gemara is minnala. Now, obviously, it's not asking where do we know the halacha of chalitza, because that it says in the Torah. Rather, the Gemara's question is, how do we know that a chalutza, a woman that had chalitza from the yavam, is actually permitted to marry anyone else? Maybe I would tell you that the Torah just requires, if they don't want to go ahead and consummate with yibum, they do this mitzvah of chalitza. But who said that permits her to marry other people? So the Gemara says, because it says the pasuk in Devar, it says, that this chalutz, the brother-in-law, who is not doing yibum, so his name is called amongst the Jewish people, Beis Chalutz Hanol, the house of the one whose shoe was removed. Now, but the interpretation of this pasuk is, Kivan Shecholetz Banal, once his shoe is removed, Hutra L'Chal Yisrael, she becomes permitted to all the Jewish people. In other words, the interpretation of the pasuk is, V'nikru Shmoy, then his name gets called out, that B'Yisrael, Beis, that is, because as the pasuk ends off, Chalutz Hanol, so now amongst the Jewish people, she's permitted and it's appropriate for her to have her own bias once there's chalitza now, once there's chalitza done. So you see the chalitza permits her to have a bias in Yisrael. Now that the Gemara asks, Hai Yisrael lahachi huda asa? Is the word Yisrael, which you tell me, it says now she's permitted to have a bias with all the Jewish people. That's what the word Yisrael is coming to teach us? Hai mebayile, but it actually comes to teach a different halacha. Look at the Tani Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, he says, Be Yisrael. What does the pasuk mean when it says that his name is called amongst the Jewish people, Beis Chalutz Hanol, telling you that it has to be Bebezdin Shel Yisrael. This procedure of Chalitza could only be in the Jewish court, not in the court of the non-Jews. So that's what Yisrael comes to teach. So how do you learn out from there that she becomes permitted, Yisrael, to marry all other people once the Yavam does Chalitza with her? And so the Gemara, Trei Yisrael Ksivi, is actually two different words, Yisrael, that I mentioned, another one in the pasuk of Lahakim La'achav Shem Yisrael, that he should go ahead and do Yibum and establish a name for his brother amongst the Jewish people who died with any children. He takes over and has children. So there's another time where it says Yisrael. So one is telling you it has to be in the Jewish court, and the other one is teaching us this halacha that we're describing over here, which is that she, after Chalitza, should become permitted to all the Jewish people. That the Gemara still asks, Fakati Bibayle. But we still need the word Yisrael to teach us a different halacha, meaning in this context over here, by Beis Chalutz Hanol. Look at the Tanya, like in the Braisa, Amr Rabbi Yehuda says, Pam acha seyinu yeshem lefnei Rav Tarfon. One time we were sitting in front of Rav Tarfon, uvasa yivama lachlitz, and they came to the Beis Medrash, to the court, and there was a yivama who wanted to have chalitza with a yavam. Va'amar lanu, Rav Tarfon told us, the rabbis, anu kulchem va'amru, after by the procedure of the chalitza, you should all respond and say, Chalutz Hanol, Chalutz Hanol. The one whose shoe was removed, the one whose shoe was removed. Now, where does he know that from? From this pasuk, where the pasuk, if you read it, that's what it's saying. It says, V'nikrish may be Yisrael, beis Chalutz Hanol. So be Yisrael, meaning all the Jews there have to respond and recite it. So you see, that's what the word be Yisrael is being used for. Not for the halacha of saying that she becomes permitted to all Jewish people after Chalitza. So the Gemara answers, Hahu me v'nikrish may v'nafka. No, that's actually learned out from the other words in that pasuk. When it says v'nikru shmai, they should recite. It's the plural. They should all recite. So all the rabbis there should respond and say that. But the word be Yisrael is coming to teach us this other halacha of that once there's chalutz hanol, then she's permitted to have a bias be Yisrael to go ahead and marry other Jewish people after chalitza. Then the Mishnah said there's another way that this yavama gets permitted to marry other people. One is, like we said, chalitza. Another one, uvemisas yavam. When the yavam dies, so now there's no more yavam, so then she's permitted to marry other people. So the Gemara asks, Menalon, where do we know this from? So the Gemara says, kal v'chaymer, it's a kal v'chaymer. Because of ma eishes ish hi b'chenek, if regarding a stringent halacha of a married woman, where the penalty is if she goes ahead and marries someone else, meaning when she's still a married woman, there's the punishment of death penalty, of chenek, of being choked. So Mises Abal Matirta, and yet when her husband dies, as we explained in the previous daf, when her husband dies, that permits her to marry other people. So Yavama Shibalav, so the prohibition of Yavama to go ahead and marry another person, Lashuk, meaning even though she has a Zika bond with the Yavam, is only a negative prohibition. There's no Mises, there's no death penalty, as the Pasuk says, Lisi Eshes HaMesa Chutz Lejar. This wife of the person who died should not go out and marry some other person, which is not the Yavam. That's just a negative prohibition, which is called kal. That's what the kal v'chaymer is. So like kal shekein, so if by the misa chamura of eishes ish, still the husband's death permits it. So here by the iser, when she has, because she's bound to the oven, where all it is lav, isn't it all the more so that we're going to be lenient and say that the misa yavam is going to permit her to marry other people? Now this kal v'chaymer, the Gemara asks, however, mala eishes ish, how could you compare it to a married woman who, yes, over there she can't permit it, by her husband's death, shekein yoitza beget, because it has a different leniency that she becomes permitted to marry other people when her husband gives her a get. Taima bezu, who said you're going to say the same thing over here by the yavam, shekein yoitza beget, who she doesn't get released with a get, and therefore who said that the Mises Yavim is going to permit her? Maybe over there we see there's ways that she gets released, which is not the case over here, so Mises Habal also permits. But who said Mises Yavim is going to permit? So the Gemara says, no, it's still a Kavachemim, because Hanami Yitzah Bechalitza, what I mean, there are other releases for the Yavama too. Okay, it's don't call it a get, but she has Chalitza, so essentially that's the same thing as get, so again, it's back to a Kavachemim. If there was she, her, it's very Chamer, and yet the Mises Habal permits her, here where she also gets released other ways, and therefore Mises Yavam, where it's a lesser Isser, for sure, should permit her to marry other people. But the Gemara still asks, then Elamala Eishas Ish, but regards to a married woman, Shekin Isser Matira. Maybe I'll tell you that yes, by a married woman, her husband's death permits her to other people, because who made her forbidden in the first place? It was her husband. Therefore, when he dies, that permits her. But by the Yavama, where it's her original kedushin she had with her husband, who makes her forbidden to marry other people as long as his brother's still alive, how could his brother's death permit her with the issur that her husband, his brother, had made for her? Maybe it's only her husband's death that permits her from her husband. But the Yavam's death, how could that permit her from the kedushin? She never did a kedushin with the Yavam, it's her husband's kedushin. How could that person's death permit her for someone else's issur? So Amar Vashi answers, no, it's not a question. Because Hanami, this case also, when the Yavam dies, it actually turns out that it's Isra Matira. It's the one who made her forbidden who's permitting her to marry other people. And the reason being is because if not for the Yavam, when her husband had died, she would automatically have been permitted to marry other people. It's Yavam Isra, so Yavam Sharila. As we said before, when her husband dies, without any Yavam, so that's Isra Matira. Now the only reason why when her husband died she wasn't permitted was because there was a Yavam. So when the Yavam dies, he was the Iser, so therefore you have the same logic as by an Eishas Ish. So therefore, if there where it's Chamer, Mises Abal Matirasa, so here where it's not so Chamer, Mises Yavam is definitely going to be Matira, because it's also in that case of its Iser that's Matira. Now, however, based on these logic, the Gemara asks similar types of questions. Now, if that's the case, V'tehei Eishas Ish Yitzu Bechalitza Mekalvo Chamer, you said a Kalvo Chamer, which teaches us, how do we know that Mises Yavam permits her, as we said in our Mishnah? So we said it's Kavo Chaymer from Eishas Ish, because there it's Chamer and Mises Habal permits it, so here with this not so Chamer, for sure Mises Hayavam should permit her. Now the Gemara asks, well, the other way now. We should definitely say that you could release a regular married woman by doing a procedure of Chalitza based on the following Kavo Chaymer. Because Uma Yavama She'en Yoitza Beged Yoitza Bechalitza, regarding a Yavama, we're garish in using a get does not work for Yavama, and yet Chalitza works. So Zu, regarding an Eishas Ish, Sheyitza Beget, which it has more options of release, Ein Adin Sheyitza Bechalitza, isn't there Kavuchem and the Chalitza should work for an Eishas Ish too? Why don't we say that you could release a married woman with Chalitza? Now the Gemara answers, Amakra, the Pasuk says in Devarim, Sefer Krisis, that when a person wants to send away his wife, he has to write for her a document of severance, which tells us, Sefer Karsa Ve'in Dava Acha Karsa, only a get could sever that relationship, but something else, meaning specifically Chalitza, does not work. And the Gemara continues asking. Let's say the other way now. Let's say Yavama should be released with a get from a Kavo Chaymer, which is, Uma Eishas Ish She'en Yoitza Bechalitza, Yoitza Beget of a married woman, who cannot be released with Chalitza, as we just illustrated, yet could be released with a get. So Zu She'yitza Bechalitza, regarding Yavama, which has more options, could be released with Chalitza. Ain din sheyitza beget, isn't the kavochemer that could also be released with a get? And the Gemara says, Amakra, the pasuk says, kocha. It says, kocha ya'asa le'ish ashali yivna. When it talks about the procedure of chalitza, it says, this is what you're going to do to the man that doesn't build up his brother's household, as follows, and you call out that he's based chalitza nol. Now, whenever it says the word kocha, v'kocha ikuva, the word like this, saying like this, meaning exactly as we say it, meaning like the pasuk says, you do chalitza, and it's saying that this is the only way, and although maybe you have a kavochemer that says you should also be able to do with get, the pasuk is telling you, no, this is the only way, with chalitza and not with get. Now, in this answer, the Gemara asks, wherever you have an illustration in the pasuk that's saying this is the way it's supposed to be, then you don't expound the kavochemer which says that you could actually do it with another way? But v'hayom kippurim d'chsev, but I'll prove to you, not like this. Because regarding the halachas of Yom Kippurim, the pasuk says in a yikra, which talks about the avodah that Kohen Gadol would do, lefnai v'lefnim, So it talks about when he would bring his two Seirim, one would go La Hashem and one would go La Azazel. So it says that Goyrel, that he would make a lottery, this Teref Bekalfi, that they would do ahead with these two Shigots, which look exactly the same, same height, same money that it costed, and one would go all the way one way, and one would go the other way down that cliff. So it says that Goyrel, that they would do a lottery. Now, moreover, it says in that parasha, it says the word V'chukah. Now, every time it says chukah, that this is the statute, that tells us, generally, ikuvahu, that's exactly how it has to be, no deviation from that. And yet still says, the Gemara V'tanya, we learn in the Braisa, which the Braisa is expounding the Pasuk in Mayikra Tezayin Tes, that says, V'hikrav Aaron Asasar, that Aaron sacrifices the he-goat, Asha Allah, Allah Hagar Hashem, which on that animal, one of the two he-goats, that fell on the lottery going to Hashem, because the other one actually ends up going down the cliff, which is called Azazel. And then, so he makes that one into the Karban Chatas, which that's the one that goes Lashem, meaning the bloods are brought inside, Lefnai V'Lefnim, inside the Kodesh Kodeshim, into the Heichel, and so on. Says the Braisa, what's the Pasuk saying, he makes it into Chatas? It's telling us, it's coming to tell us that only the lottery can make this he goat into the Karban Chatas, meaning the he goat, that when they do the lottery, says Lashem, that's the one that on that hand goes that animal, that's the one you make into a chatas. Which is coming to teach us, Ve'ein Hashem, but just calling it, designating the name and saying this is going to be the one that's a chatas, is not ois a chatas, does not make that one into the karma chatas. That will not establish it. Rather, even if you say that this of the two should be the one Lashem, you will still do the lottery. And if the lottery actually comes at Lashem on the other one, the one that you said originally Lashem is going to go actually Lazazel, the one that's thrown down the cliff. Now, the Braisa says, Sheyachal. In other words, we need to have the Pasuk, which says this term, Vaso Chatas, that in that Pasuk, which says, Asha Olo Lova Girl, that you make a girl, and that will make it into Chatas, to tell us this halacha. Why? Because I would have thought to say, Valoy Dinu, that actually it's a Kavuchimer, that it actually should work with Kriyas Shem, and does not need a girl. Because, Ma B'makam Shalei Kiddush HaGirl, if regarding a place, where doing a lottery does not help to establish which is which. For example, by Kenan, where the Pasuk says, when in Vayikra, hey, when they would bring a pair of birds, Pasuk says, Echel achatas ve'echel oila. One bird is brought as a kamachatas, one as an oila. Now, if, let's say, a woman, or you led this, or someone that's bringing these two pairs of birds, or certain types of people that have to bring those karbanas that are a pair of birds, if they would make a lottery, actually, it would not establish which is which. And you could still change, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Yumin Daf Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, that in Akinan Misparshas, the pair of birds cannot become designated only through when the owner who is bringing that carbon designates it when they purchase it, or when the Kohen is bringing it, but no other time. So therefore, says the Braisa, I would have thought a Kavachaymer if regarding, let's say, these pairs of birds, where the Goyrel does not sanctify which is which. Yet Kiddush Hashem, yet if, let's say, at the time when the owner is purchasing, says that, okay, this one should be by the Chatas, this one should be by the Ayla, then it becomes established by designating it just by name, and if you would change, it actually would invalidate it. So, Malkam Shekiddush HaGoyrel, so regarding this case of the two Seirim, where, as the Pasuk says in Yubikot HaZayin, Benos Na'aron, that Aaron goes ahead and he places and he does this whole Goyrel, that the lottery gives it the designation, gives it its sanctity. So, Ein Adin Shekiddush Hashem isn't a Kavachayma, where other places where the girl does not work. Just calling it the name does work. Here, well, let's say when you're buying it, or when the Kohen is coming to do the Avaida, for sure that the just designated by name should sanctify it. Tamalema, that's what the Braisa says. That's why we have to repeat it and say it, Va'aso Chatas, that this is how you make it into a chatas, which is how Goyrel is a chatas. The Pasuk saying that only the lottery makes it into a karma chatas. Ve'in Hashem is a chatas, but just designated by name does not make it into a karma chatas. That's what the Braisa says. Says the Gemara, the time of the Maite Kra, what you learn from this Braisa is that it's only because there's a specific exclusion that's mentioned in the Pasuk of Aso Chatas. That's why by the two Seirim brought on Yom Kippurim, you can't do it by Kedushas Hashem. But if not for that explicit miut, we would have expounded a kavachaymer to include something that's not even written there. It doesn't say about doing it by Kedushas Hashem, it only mentions doing it by the Goyrel. Even though the Pasuk says the term of statute, which is ikuva, which says it has to be exactly like this, so that refutes the approach that you gave before. You answered that the reason why by chalitz, by the yavama to release her only works chalitza and not get, even though it should work as a kavochemer from Eishes Ish, where chalitza doesn't work, yet get works. So yavama where chalitza works, for sure get should work. You said, yes, although there's a kavochemer, but it says kacha. Kacha says, this is how it has to be, not any other way, which you want to say it excludes even the kavochemer. Yet we see clearly from this brisa, if not for the explicit exclusion, even though it says chukah that this is how it's supposed to be, we would have included the kavochemer and said that one could go ahead and designate the two se'irim, the two he-goats that are brought by the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippurim, could be designated through Kedushas Hashem. So you see that kacha or chukah, these terms of ikuva, do not exclude a kavochemer. So back to the question, then why doesn't gittin work by a yavama to exclude her and not just chalitza? So Rav, the Gemara says, how do we know that get does not work by yavama? Different source. Amar Kra, the pasuk says la. It says in the pasuk b'chas of la that when regarding a wife, it says that you write for her a sefer krisis. What does it mean tahar? To tell you love loyli yavama. Tahar to a wife you could write a get, but not for yavama. By yavama, that's being memuyed from that pasuk over there that it doesn't work for yavama. Now the Gemara asks, why say that la means to say for her and not for yavama? Ve'ema la lishma. You should interpret, as we expound in Masechtas Gittin, that it says that you write for her a sefer krisis, which means it has to be for her namesake, it has to be written for her, not, let's say, another woman that had the same name and then they exchange it. So that's what law was coming to teach, not as an exclusionary term of the Yavama. Another Gemara answers, treilak sevi. It says two times the word law. There's another pasuk that says, v'sneha isha achrin, etc., where it says the word law over there. So one is telling you the halacha of lishma, one's telling you only for a wife does it get work and not for Yavama. But the Gemara still asks, you still need those two terms of law, and still you don't have an extra one to exclude yavama. Chad law lishma. One tells you that you have to write it for the woman's namesake herself, has to have been written for that intent. The idach law, the other law, is not telling you enough for yavama, but rather v'loy la ul chaverta, means to say that you could only write a get for one woman, but it can't be for her and her friend where they have the same name, where you cannot divorce two women with the same get. So if he writes that he's divorcing this woman and this woman, his wives, you cannot. It has to be written only for one woman. So that's what these two laws are being used. So you still don't have a source of excluding a yavama. Ela makrav. So rather, Gemara moves to a different source to teach us why we don't say the kavochemer that get works by a yavama, just like it works by a married woman. It's because the pasuk says na'al, which is seemingly an extra word. Because it says, beis chalutz hanal. It could have said, Beis HaChalutz. This is the house of where it was taken off. Why do you have to say, Chalutz HaNal? To tell you, Nal in Midach Riniloi, that only through the removal of the shoe, that's how a Yavama gets released. But through another way, for example, get, that doesn't work. And that the Gemara still asks, V'hai Nal L'Hachi Hudas? Is that true that that's what the word shoe, which is extra, has come to teach, that she only gets removed from this Yavam through the removing of the shoe, which is Chalitza, not through any other way? But we actually needed to teach a different halacha as we learned in the Braisa. This pasuk is in Devarim Chaf Hei Tes, which it says that when the Yavama will come to the in front of the elders, v'chaltz and she takes off na'al lahishu, mi'al ragler from his foot. Says the Braisa, inli ela na'aloi, I would have only known that it could be his shoe. Na'al shal kol adam minalei, how do we know it could be anyone's shoe that she could use the procedure of chalitza? Tamaloi minal. That's the pasuk that we just quoted, where it doesn't say na'al loy his shoe, it says beis chalutz hanal. It's the house of the one who a shoe is taken off. Na'al riba, so that word na'al comes to include anyone's shoe. Now, im kematem le manal loy, so then why does the pasuk in that other pasuk use the term his shoe? It's to tell you na'al haro'u loy, because it has to be a shoe that at least fits him. Prat le gadol, it excludes if the shoe is too big. She'en yoch le halach bay, where he can't walk in it. Or prat like cotton, or it's excluding a small shoe, she'en chayfes rei ragle, which doesn't cover the majority of his foot. And prat, it also excludes, as we continue on to Amud Beis, limisulayim, for these shoes that are missing, where at end, she'en loy ekev, where it doesn't have a heel. So that's what it's coming to say, na loy, it has to be his shoe, it has to be a shoe that he could wear, it has to cover the majority of his foot, it can't be too big, it has to be a complete shoe that he could walk with. But one thing is that we see that the word na'al is used for that it can be anyone's shoe, not like we said that the only thing that can remove a yavama is through the chalitzas hanal and not through get. So you're back to the question, how do we know that yavama cannot be released through get? Now the Gemara answers, im kein nichtav kra na'al. If it was true, which yes, you brought a source that the word na'al is being used for something else, that of any man's shoe, but then it should have only said now. Why do we call Beis Chalutz Hanal, my Hanal? What is the shoe? Shamim Atarti. So we learn that from the extra hay, two halachas. One is that it could be any man's shoe, and also that the only way that a Yavama could be released is through the removal of the shoe, and not through any other way, which excludes us from the Kavol Chomer of saying that a woman of a Yavama could be released also through a get. Now the Gemara moves on to the second Mishnah in this Masechta, continuing on the theme of the first Mishnah of this Masechta, which spoke about that a woman, how she could be acquired and released. So the Mishnah continues with another person, how they're acquired and released. Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave, which is a Jewish man, that's being purchased by other people to be acquired as a slave. He's nikne bekesef ubishtar. He could be acquired as a slave both with money and with a document, which the Gemara will bring the source for this. And v'koina atzma, he reacquires himself back from slavery, bishanim, which is at the end of 6 years he goes free. Or ubiyayvul, if let's say the 50th year, the Jubilee year, comes every 50 years is a cycle of the seven cycles of seven Shemitah years, and then the 50th year is yayvul. So if yayvul comes before the 6 years, that releases him. Ubegroin kesef, and if let's say he could go ahead and diminish the amount of money he was purchased for, he could redeem himself, and he then decreases the amount of redemption that he owes his master, which goes according to and prorated according to the amount of money that he worked, according to how much he was purchased for. As the pasuk says in Vayikra Chafei, it says v'hayi kesef mimkari b'mispar shanim, that the amount of money that he was purchased for goes according to the years, which tells us if let's say he was purchased for the 6 years with six mana. So it turns out that really every single year he was acquired for one mana. So let's say after 3 years of working, he wants to redeem himself. He only has to pay 3 years worth what's left. That's another way how he can be released from slavery, which is he pays prorated according to how much he was purchased for, according to how much time he has left. So those are the three ways he acquires himself. Says the Mishnah, Yisrael of Amahavriya, the Jewish maidservant, who is a minor girl under the age of 12, that can be sold by her father as a slave woman. So she has one thing more than a regular Eved Ivri, Shekoines Atzma, which she could acquire herself back besides these three things that an Eved Ivri goes free, which is 6 years Yevil and diminishing of the money. She also additionally could acquire herself back with Besimonim, where if she brings Simoni Naira, she brings signs that she reached the age of puberty of a Naira, as we taught on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph from V'yatzachinam, which teaches us both Bagris and Nairis. So that if once she brings those signs, she goes free also. Mishnah continues and says, Hanirtza nikna biritzia, which is when there's a regular Eved Ivri, he's for 6 years. Then there's something he could do, which he could continue past the 6 years, when he says, Ahavti es ishti v'adoini, I love my master, I love this slave woman that he gave me as a wife, I want to stay on. So then they bore a hole in his ear, and that then makes him a slave forever to the master. And the way he becomes acquired as this Eved Ivri, as a Nirtza, is through this procedure of Ritzia, of boring a hole in his ear. And V'kleines Atzma, he reacquires himself back, B'yayvel, I mean, say, when it says that he's a slave forever, it's up until Yayvel, then he reacquires himself back. And U'bemises Adon, when his master passes away, then he does not work for the inheritors, meaning in contrast to a regular slave, who is initially for the first time sold, and then his master dies within the 6 years, he actually has to make it the 6 years for the Yerushim, as the Gemara will teach, the source for all these halachas, in contrast to a Nirtza, if his master dies, he doesn't have to go all the way to Yevil, he leaves with Misas Adon. So the Gemara begins explaining our Mishnah. Eved Ivri nikna b'kesef anan. Where do we know this first halacha that the Mishnah opens up with, that a Jewish slave could be purchased as a slave through the kinyan, through the medium of an acquisition of money? So Amakrav, because the Pasuk says, Amayikra, it says in Perek Chafei Pasuk Non Aleph, it says, Im'oid rabbis b'ashanim, if there's still many years left where he has to be a slave. So it says, Lefihen yashav gulasei, according to that amount, as we said, you prorated, that's how much he pays for his redemption. Mikesav meknasei, from the amount of money that it was purchased for, then you see how much it is still left, and then he could pay up that what's remaining, and that's how he redeems himself. But what you see from the Pasuk is, Malamish and Nikna Mekesav, you see that he's purchased with money, because it says you prorate Mikesav meknasei. From the acquisition of the money, you see that's how he was taken as a slave, so you see that that's a kinyan for an Eved Ivri is through Kesav. Now, this source, the Gemara asks, Ashkechan Eved Ivri hanimka lo evi kachavim. You only have a source that you found for a Jewish slave that was sold to a non-Jew, because actually that's what that Pasuk is talking about over there. talking about a Jewish slave that sold to a non-Jew, as it says over there, v'chisasig yad ger b'toshav, if a non-Jewish settler amongst you, called the ger toshav, if he's going to become great and he's going to purchase from your brothers, from the Jewish people, well, that's the whole parasha that it talks about over there. Now, moreover, says the Gemara, it's logical to say that he could go ahead and purchase the Eved Ivri with money, since all the acquisitions of a non-Jew are bekesef, because halacha of meshicha, where you draw something to you, which is the halacha by metalton, by movable items, you could acquire it by drawing it to you, that was actually only said by a Jewish person. As the pasuk in Biyukah Chafei says, miyad amisecha, from your brother, where then it's until you draw it from hand to hand. So therefore it makes sense, says the Gemara, that to the non-Jew, the Jewish slave can be acquired with money because all his acquisitions are with money. But ask the Gemara, Nimka li Yisrael, but when he sold to another Jew, where we don't find that, the pasuk doesn't say by him, Mikasa Miknasai, it was only said when he sold to a non-Jew, where again, there it's logical to say money should work. Minolan, how do we know that the Eved Ivri could be acquired to another Jew with money? So that the Gemara says, Amakra, because the pasuk says, in Shemais, it says Vehefta, that if let's say the master of the Jewish maidservant doesn't want to marry her, which he could do through the procedure of Yud, even though he bought her as a slave woman, he can take that money and make that for Mois Kedushin. If he doesn't want to, then it says at least Vehefta, that he should help her become redeemed, which Malamed, that teaches us, Shemagiras Pidyoin Nebiyetza, that she could diminish the amount of redemption money that she needs, again, according to the years that's left, and then she leaves. In other words, because it doesn't say v'nifta, that she could get redeemed, it says v'hefta, which sounds like that the master has to assist in the redemption, which, again, how does he assist? Because although he bought her for a certain amount of money, but he assists by diminishing that amount, again, prorating according to how much time is left. But one thing we see in that pasuk is that obviously she was purchased with money, because if he didn't purchase her with money, what does it mean that they megareya, they start diminishing the amount of money left? What money? She wasn't acquired with money. It was, let's say, with chalipin or whatever it was. Obviously it is that you could acquire an Eved Ivri with money, and that's how one of the ways that they get released is through this process of giroin. Now that the Gemara still asks, Ashkechan Amahavriya. So you have a source for the Jewish maidservant, for a woman, that she gets released, that she could be purchased with money. And again, that's how we know, because if she's released through the procedure of diminishing the amount of money, obviously she was purchased with money. But it makes sense, it's logical to say that she could be acquired with money. Since a woman could be engaged with money, which actually there is kedushin by the Amavriya, which is Yud, so Mekanya Bekesav. So therefore, the master could also acquire her as a slave woman with money, because we see a woman could be acquired with money, at least with regards to kedushin. But every minalan, but regarding a Jewish slave where he never gets engaged, he can never become acquired in any form or fashion with money, how do you see that as a slave he could be acquired with money? So I think Gemara says, Amakra, the pasuk says in Devarim, Ki macher lecha achicha ha'ivri oy havriya. It says that if your brother will be sold to you, whether a maid, whether a manservant or a female servant, and vavat chasheshan, so they'll serve you for 6 years. Says the Gemara, makish ivri lavriya. The pasuk is equating the halachas of the maid, of the manservant to the female servant, which again, just like the female servant, we prove from the pasuk of a hefta, that she could be nicknamed with kesef, so too the eved ivri could be acquired with kesef. But the Gemara still asks, so Ashkechan Machru Bezdin. So all you really see so far is a type of a Eved Ivri. There's two types of Jewish slaves that could be sold as a slave. Either where the court sell them. Now why would the court sell a Jewish person is because if he's sold. And actually the pasuk within Devarim that we're quoting of Ki Yimachar Lecha actually sounds like it's going on that case of Machru Bezdin, because it says Ki Yimachar Lecha, when he will be sold to you, it sounds like other people are selling him, which is actually similar to the case of Alma Avriya, which we're comparing it to, where she's also sold by someone else, which is, it's her father that sells her, because she's actually a minor. Now, since it's Toma Machru Bezdin, it's actually logical to say that a Machru Bezdin could be acquired through money and not through a Chazaka, not through any other way. Why? Hail, since there's another leniency that applies to the Machru Bezdin, that is V'nimka Bal Karcha, he could be sold against his will. Meaning, you stole money, you don't have money to pay up. Courts take you and they sell you as a slave. So since we see that he can be sold against his will, so therefore we're treating him somewhat like some subpar human thing. So just like cattle or whatever it is you could sell with money. So too, this guy, you could sell him for money. But Meicher Atzma Menolim, but the other type of Eved Ivri, which is when the guy himself has no money, he's destitute, he sells himself as a slave, which that's the other category of Eved Ivri, where he sells himself. How do you know over there that the halacha would be that it could be acquired with Kesef, where we compare the Eved Ivri to the Amma Ivriya is only by Machur Bazdin. But who said it would work by Meicher Atzma? So the Gemara says, Yalev Sacher Sacher. We learn from the Gzeri Shava of the word of that he's a hired person, where it says when he sells himself, the pasuk says ki yamach echicha, when your brother's going to be poor, v'nimkin is going to sell himself, etc. It says kisachar ketoshav yiyamach, that he should be considered to you like a settler, like a dweller, and like a sachar, like a hired hand. It says the same term by machru bazin, by the one who is an eved ivri sold by the courts. It says ki mishnes chasachar v'goymer, etc. Where it says in the parasha of the ki yamach, when he's sold by other people, it says it calls him chasachar, calls him the same term sachar. So make Gzeir Shavat, just like Machru Bezdin, that we know he could be acquired with money because we compare the Machru Bezdin to the Amar Vriya. So too, the Meicher Atzmai that we learn from Sacha Sacher also could be acquired with money. Now that, the Gemara asks, Hani Chalaman the Yol of Sacha Sacher. That's only according to the one who learns this Gzeir Shavat of Sacha Sacher. Elaman de lo Yol of Sacha Sacher, but according to the one who doesn't hold it, this Gzeir Shavat, which the Gemara later on is going to explain who is this Tana, according to that opinion, what are you going to say? If you don't have the Gzeir Shavah, you don't have a source from Meicher Atzmai. And the Gemara says, Omakra, there's a different source. The Pasuk Meikra says, V'chisasig, which that's talking about when a person sells himself to a non-Jew, where it says that if the Ger and Teishav will acquire and he'll become a great person, he'll actually end up buying Jews as slaves. So it says that you should take responsibility for your Jewish brother and then redeem him from those non-Jews that he sold as a slave to. Now, however, this is right next to the parasha, which is said right before, of when the Jew sells himself to another Jew. So says the Gemara, Meisif al Inyan Rishon, it says Vichi Sasik. The Vav is always what's called a Vav Achibra, it's and. It connects to what was said before. So it's adding on to what was said before. And hence, the Yilmad Elyon, you could learn that what was said earlier, the parasha right before, which is when he sold to a Jew, Mitachtan, but the parasha that said right after that, when he sold himself to a non-Jew with this hekesh, which is what's called the smichas, when you have psukim close near each other, which by when he sold to a non-Jew, that really is illustrated in the beginning of the Gemara. It says mikesef miknasa, he's acquired with money. So too, we say that the parasha right before, and that's what the vav does, it connects the two, when he sells himself to a Jew, he also could be acquired with money. So again, we had all those sources of when he sold to a non-Jew, when it's amevriya, when it's machur bezin, and now we also have a source for meicher atzmai. So again, we have a source for whenever a Jewish slave is sold, is purchased, it can be a purchase with money. Now the Gemara just goes back to say, Uman tanu de la yol of sachar sachar. Originally, the Gemara's answer was, how do we know meicher atzmai? We know from Gzeir Shavah, from Achru Bezdin, from sachar sachar. Then the Gemara said, but according to one that doesn't learn that Gzeir Shavah, how do you have a source? So we brought a different source from Vichi Sasek. We learn it out from where it's connected meicher atzmai to Yisrael, to meicher atzmai to Akam, which we know it's purchased with money. So now the Gemara wants to know, so who is this Tana that doesn't hold of this Gzeir Shavah of sachar sachar? Says the Gemara, Hai Tana, who the Tanya? It's the following Tana, which are learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, HaMeicher Atzmei, someone that sells himself to another person, Nimku L'Sheish, V'Yasra Sheish, he can be sold for 6 years, and even for more than 6 years, and let's say he makes up in the contract, I want to be a slave for 10 years, he could be an Eved for more than 6 years. Whereas Machur Bezin, but when the courts sell him, because let's say he stole and he doesn't have money to pay up, so the courts are selling him, then Ein Nimku El L'Sheish. Then he could only be sold for 6 years, because that's what the Pasuk says. It says, he serves you for 6 years. Now, whereas, but when he sells himself, it doesn't say anything about 6 years. Because the parasha that in Mishpatim that says, Kisikne Eved Ivri, when you're going to purchase a Jewish slave, that sounds like where you're purchasing him from other people, he's being sold as a slave, that's when the courts sell him. That's where it says it's only for 6 years. But Meicher Atzmai doesn't have that limitation. So too, as the Gemara is going to say, regarding, let's say, Ritzia, about boring a hole in his ear, that was only said in the context of Machru Bezdin, when the courts sell him. So too regarding Hanoka, that you have to load him up with gifts when he leaves from being a slave, it also was only said by Yimacher Lecho, when he sold to you, which means to say that the courts are selling him, not by himself. So therefore, the Tana of the Braisa continues and says, HaMeicher Atzmai, someone that sells himself, in a Nirtza. There's no option of Nirtza, because actually, that's only when there's for 6 years, which again is only halacha that applies by Machur Bezdin. If you want to go further than that, so then you have to go through the procedure with Nirtza. But and therefore there's no Nirtza, because that by the Meicher Atzmai there's no Nirtza, again because he can anyways take on for 50 years just in the contract. Whereas Machru Bez and Nirtza, but by the one who sold by the cords, there's the procedure of Nirtza where it's only for 6 years. If you want more, then we bore a hole in your ear and then you continue more than that. So to Mechir Atzmoy, regarding someone that sells himself, Ein Manikim Loy. There's no parsha of Hanik Tanik Loy, of giving him gifts when he leaves. It's only Machru Bez in Manikim Loy. It's only when the court sells him, again, as we brought before, because all those halachas, qualifications, are set in the parish of Machru Bezdin, that's where the gifts go. But some of that sells himself, not. Another difference is HaMichra Atzmai, some that sells himself, Ein Rabbi Meitzel Shefcha Kananis. His master cannot give him a female non-Jewish slave to cohabit with, and actually he's forbidden to her, whereas by Machru Bezdin, the Pasuk says, which is the parish of Mishpatim, which is the parish of Eben Ivri, that's when the courts sell him. And that says, that pasuk says explicitly that the owner could give his Jewish slave a non-Jewish female maidservant to cohabit with. And that is by Machru Bezdin. When the court sells him, that's where Rabbi Moshe Shefcha Kananis, that's when his master gave him a Shefcha Kananis, because again, he wants children from that union. He could have more slaves, where because it goes after the mother, not after the father who is Jewish, so you could have more slaves. That's only by Machru Bezdin, not by Mechir Atzmai. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer, he disagrees. He says, no. Both Mechir Atzmai and Machru Bezdin could only be sold for 6 years. Zevizeh Nirtza, both of them, if they want to work more than 6 years, they get this Nirtza. Vezevizeh Manikim Loy, both these types of categories, when they leave, they get these packages of gifts. Vezevizeh Rabbi Mechir Shefcha Kananis, and both of them, when they're a slave, their master could give them a Shefcha Kananis to have children from. Says the Gemara, my lab balkim evlagi, isn't this exactly what they're disagreeing about? Which is the Tanakama, lo yolav sachar sachar. The Tanakama is the opinion that we mentioned before that doesn't learn this gzeir shava of sachar sachar. So therefore, whatever we did not say in that parsha by Mechir Atzmai, and it only says by Machru Bezdin, and we don't learn one from the other, so therefore it doesn't say it. So Hanako, all these different halachas that only said by Machru Bezdin will not apply by Mechir Atzmai. Whereas Rebbe Lazar, yolav sachar sachar, Rebbe Lazar, that equates the two of them, and he says all halachas are by both, obviously it's because he holds a sachar sachar. So we have the Tanoik source, who's that opinion, which is the Tanakam of this price, and that does not hold in this Gzeir Shava. And that the Gemara says, no, this is not a source for that Tanoik opinion. Because Amar of Tevyumi Mishmeda Abaye says, actually I can tell you the Kuli Alma Yol of Sachar Sachar, that everybody learns this Gzeir Shava of Sachar Sachar, comparing Mechir Atzmai to Machru Bezdin, regards to all other areas of Halacha. For example, let's say when we want to know the Kinyan of Kesef, which we said, oh, but according to the one that doesn't learn it, how you can know Kinyan Kesef? Really, these two Tanoim over here, the Tanakama and Rabbi Lazar hold of the Gzeir Shava, and you would know, let's say, Kinyan Kesef by Mechir Atzmai from Machru Bezdin. But Vahacha over here, this Tanakama that is excluding all these halachas of Mechir Atzmai, that it doesn't have those halachas that Mechir Bezdin does have, is only because there's explicit exclusions in the psukim of Machru Bezdin, which does not allow us to learn it from the Gzeir Shava to Mechir Atzmai. And that is Baha'i Kro Kamiflagi. They're arguing about the interpretations of drushes in the psukim regarding Machru Bezdin. And that is, as the Gemara explains, it goes through all the different things, the four areas that we said that they dispute, which Rav Tevyumi is saying in the name of Abaye, that they do agree to Sachar Sachar, but still there's exclusions that tell us, according to Tanakama, it will not apply to Mechir Atzmai. As the Gemara explains, my time of the Tanakama, what's the reason of the Tanakama? The Amar Mechir Atzmai Nimka L'Shesh V'Yes Rashesh. What's the reason that Tanakama holds, unlike Mechir Machru Bezdin, that when he sells himself, he can be sold for 6 years and even more than 6 years? So explains Rav Tevyumi, Midrachmona, the Torah has an exclusion, Gabi Machru Bezdin, but the one who the court sell him, the Pasuk says over there, Va'avotcha Sheishanam, he'll serve you for 6 years, which says, Zeh V'loi Mechir Atzmai, he will serve you for 6 years, and it's coming to exclude, but not someone that sells himself. Someone that sells himself could serve you even more than 6 years. Now, however, the Gemara tells, but the Idach, but Rabbi Lazar, who disagrees, he says, no, Va'avotcha is teaching you a different drasha. He will serve you, which is L'cha V'loi L'yerish. He'll serve you, but not your inheritors. In other words, he does not serve neither a daughter or a brother if there is no son. However, as Rashi brings, as the Gemara will tell us later on Daf Yud Zayin, he does actually serve the son. When it says Vilele Yarish, it means other inheritors like a daughter or like a brother. That's what we're saying it's coming to teach you, not to exclude the Mechir Atzmai from the limitation of 6 years. It's rather coming to tell you that if, let's say, within the 6 years, it's only going to serve you and not your inheritors. Whereas V'idach, but the Gemara tells about the Tanakama holds, Avotcha achriniksib. There's actually another pasuk that says he will serve you, which it says kimishne schasocher avatcha. So it's from there that we learn out below the yarish. So what does this avatcha come to teach? It's coming to teach that he will serve you, but not the meicher atzmai, which is because the meicher atzmai could be even more than 6 years. Now the idach, but Rabbi Lazar would tell you, no, that other avatcha is not coming to teach us v'lo liyarish, so that you have this one to teach that lamait l'meicher atzmai. Hahul artzais adin hu da'asa. That pasuk is coming to teach a different thing. It's coming to appease the master. How when he's losing his slave, he also has to go ahead and load him up with hanaka, where it shouldn't be a difficult thing, as that's what the pasuk is coming to teach you. He served you. He was great. He did all these blessings for you. That's what it's coming to tell you. And therefore, it's not extra to say that v'lo liyarish, to have this lavatcha tell you and only him and not a meicher atzmai. Rather, that pasuk is coming to tell you hartzas. Adin is coming to appease the master. And this one's telling you avat chabal eliyarish, and therefore you don't have an extra one, like the Tanakama wants to say, to exclude a meicher atzmai. So that's one source. So again, Rav Tuvimi says both of them really could hold up the gezeirah shavah of sacher sacher. They're just disagreeing regarding if there's a miyad by the parsha of Mechru Bezin regarding these four areas of halacha that is only applying by Mechru Bezin and not by meicher atzmai. As the Gemara continues, my time in the Tanakama, what's the reason of the Tanakama? Again, based on Rav Tavimi's premise that everyone does hold at the Gezer Shava, the Amar Moicha Atzmai in the Nirtzen, that he says when he sells himself, if he wants to stay longer, that he doesn't get his ears bored in his ear. So on that, says the Gemara, Midemiyat Rachmanika b'Mechru Bezin, because there's an exclusionary term by the case of the category of when he gets sold by the courts. Because the Pasuk says, V'ratza Adoinim Es Oznoi b'Marzeya, that his master bores a hole in his ear with this martzeya, with this drill. Now, that word aznai is an exclusionary term because it's superfluous. Because it could have just said, it already says over there, b'nasata ba'aznai, that you put in his ear. So we already know it's in his ear. So just say, b'ratza adoinav b'martzeya. Why does it say, es aznai? To tell you, aznai shalai, his ear, and not, b'loi aznai shalmai chasmai, not in the ear of someone that sells himself. Now, however, as the Gemara continues to talk about but Rabbi Lazar would tell you, no, you can't learn from that aznai to exclude a meicher atzmai. It's actually necessary to teach us for a different halacha for gzeir shava. The time like we learned in the Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, he says, where do we know when they bore a hole in his ear that it's in his right ear and not in his left ear? So he says, because nemer kam oizen, it says over here that it's his ear. It says over there by a mitzayra, when he brings his karbanis, there's a differential between if he's a wealthy mitzayra or a poor mitzayra. So regarding by the parasha of mitzayra ani, what the Gemara tells us in Menachas Daf Yom Aleph, the whole parasha there is really repetitious from what already said by mitzayra asher. So it's all redundancies, and therefore we make drashas from that whole parasha. So one of the things we darshan from that whole extra parasha is it says the word oizen. What do we do with that ear? That we use it to compare as gzeir shava to the word ear that it says over here by the nirtza, by the Eved Ivri, who's getting a hole in his ear. To tell you, malahal and yamin, just like over there, by the mitzayra, that what's being placed on his ear is his right one. Afkan yamin, here also, it's referring to the right ear. And therefore, that's what it's being used for by here, not to say to exclude the meicher atzmai, but rather just to tell us when it says aznai, which ear, as gzeir shava from over there, to say it's the right ear. Now, whereas v'idach, but the Tanakam would tell you, im kein le'makro oizen, then the pasuk should have only said ear, meaning v'ratza adoinav es oizen b'matzeah, that he pierces the ear with the drill, and we would have said oizen oizen. My aznai, what do we learn from his ear? That we learn two halachas. A, that it's a right ear, and also that it's his ear, which is the Mechru Bezin and not the Mechru Atzmai. But V'idach Rabbi Lazar would tell you, Nahahumi Baile, we actually need Oizen and Oznai, and therefore it's not extra to exclude the Mechru Atzmai, because we need Oznai V'loi Ozna to say that it's only the Eved Ivri who gets his ear bore a hole in his ear, but not her ear, meaning the Am Evriya does not get Ritzia. Now, although, as Rashi points out, the Pasuk in Devarim Tezvav says, Va'afla amascha tasaken, that you do the same thing for the maidservant, it's only going on Hanukkah, as the Gemara tells us in Yedzayim Beis, she also gets packages when she leaves. But now regarding halacha of Ritzua, that's exactly what Ozna is telling, and not Ozna, but not, like you're saying, Tanakama, that it's excluding Meicher Atzmai. But V'idach, the Tanakama tell you, Nafkala mevi'im yoymar ha'eved. He says, no, not true. We already know a different exclusion, that Am Evriya does not get Nirtza, and only the Eved Ivri, because it says over there that if the slave will tell you, it says in the masculine, to tell you Ha'Eved V'Lay Oma, the man and not the woman. So you already know that from there. What is Aznai saying? His ear and not the Meicher Atzma, not like you're saying his ear and not her ear. But V'idach Rabbalaz would tell you that no, Mibayale. You need that pasuk of Imer Yema Eved to tell you a different halacha, and therefore you don't know it from there, and therefore you only know it from Aznai V'Lay Azna. What do you need it for? Because you need it for the following halacha, that if the slave says, what is he saying over there? I want to hold on to my master and my maidservant, and then he gets this procedure of getting a hole in his ear, which is Acher Yom Kishuhu Eved. It's only if he says it while he's still a slave. In other words, it says Eved, he says that I love my master, I don't want to go free. It's only if he says it before the 6 years are up. But if he only says it after the 6 years are up, when he's not an Eved anymore because he already went free, then you can't do the procedure of Nirtza anymore to maintain your slave, your being a slave. So that's what you need it for. Now, whereas Ve'idach, but the Tanakam would respond to you, that you're right, you need that pasuk to give it Yomer Ha'Eved to tell you that, but Mi'Eved Ha'Eved Nafka. But when it says Va'am Omer Yomer, if it would have said Eved without Ha'Eved, that would have told us that he has to have said this when he was still an Eved. What do you learn out from the extra hey ha'eved? That teaches us that it's only by the eved and not by the amma. So we already know that, excluding the amma of Riyah from the parash of Nitzah from there. So we already know. So we know aznai to say his ear, which is the machru besen and not the meicher atzmai. But ve'idach, but the other one, Rabbi Elazar would tell you ever eved loy darsh. He doesn't expound the extra hey, because that's how a pasuk talks. It says ve'im amma yemar eved. If the slave will say. Although, yes, maybe it could have said it without the hay, but it's the fact that the extra hay doesn't darshan. So again, therefore, that's their machloikis regarding going through that whole hierarchy about what the different words are used for. If when it says, aznai, is that going to be excluding his ear of the machru bezn and not the meicher atzmai, like the Tanakhama says? And that's why meicher atzmai does not have this procedure of nirtza? Or is it telling you, like Rabbi Elazar said, aznai v'loy azna, and therefore it's not excluding the Meicher Atzmai, and therefore the Meicher Atzmai will have the same halacha, because again, according to Rav Tavyumi, everyone holds a Sachar Sachar. We don't have a source yet who's a Tanoic opinion that does not learn it. And rather, as the Gemara is illustrating as it continues on to the next daf, regarding, so why in these four areas do we have the Tanoic Hama who says that it only applies to Machru Bezin and not Meicher Atzmai? That's again because there's specific Mi'utim, according to his interpretation, of by Machru Bezin, that only applies to Machru Bezin, which we already saw two of them, and not by Meicher Atzmai.